Like most people, I occasionally get insomnia. Pesky, horrible, horrible thing. But when you've got a cat, bless her tiny heart, that wakes you up at approximately 6:45 every bloody morning. Well, you know. So, basically what happens is she wakes me up, I get up, feed Isis, open the cat flap, vigorously suggest, e.g. pick her up, chuck her down the stairs, that Sari go out and frolic with her boyfriend. I go back to bed. This morning, that happens, all good. Isis is curled up on her nook, she's nice and warm and toasty and happy. And then at approximately 8:45, mew, 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 mew. And that basically continued for 5 minutes. Yes, she was back, and it was time for second breakfast. Apparently cats have approximately 5 breakfasts, 2 dinners, and 6 lunches, and a couple of suppers as well per day. Nobody informed me this when I got the manual. Actually, I think Sari's got lost in the post. But yeah, so as a result of my weird sleeping patterns, I get a lot more insomnia than I used to, and it's very irritating because I'm tired. It's 11:30 and I am tired. Can I sleep? No. Okay, it's not entirely the cat's fault. It's kind of been cold and miserable recently. I haven't got out as much as I would like. I did go up to Morrison's today, which was expensive, frustrating, annoying. Eastery. Eastery is good. Actually, tomorrow is pancake day. Pancakes. Nom. But that's a digression. Haven't really been sleeping as well as I would like. I'm going to go out on Wednesday and I might go out tomorrow and just think, screw it, and go to Norwich for a couple of hours or something. Just to get out for a bit. It's just very weird. But yeah, door is shut, cat is sleeping, so hopefully, if I ignore her for long enough, tomorrow morning she might let me sleep in. Yeah. Denial is a good place to be, isn't it, really? I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I don't have to open the door. It's how irritating the sound of Sari's head going, sort of swish, 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 swish. She sort of rubs her head against the door. I'm sure there's going to be a hole there at some point. You know, the paint will be stripped away, leaving sort of, you know, pristine virgin door. And then eventually there'll be a hole the size of her head. That could be quite funny. But yeah, I think tomorrow, get out and about, even if it's walk up the road or go into town or maybe Norwich. I'm going on Wednesday, but I just want to get out. Excuse me. Anyway, yes, I think I might go to bed now. Night all.